There we go. Acts chapter 17, if you would. Acts 17 here, and we'll get right into the message here. And but I want to talk about engaging our culture with the gospel, how we can engage our culture with the gospel. And we're going to look at Acts chapter 17, verse number 16. And I'll briefly explain what led the Apostle Paul there to the city of Athens there in verse number 16. And when we start the Acts chapter number 17, the Apostle Paul went to the city there of Thessalonica, and he went and preached there in the synagogue there. And then, of course, the Jews in verse number 5, they didn't like what he was doing. And they basically assaulted the house where he was staying and tried to found him. And then look in Acts 17 and verse number 6 there. This is what they accused the Apostle Paul of. It says, "And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." And, I don't know about you, but I would love to be accused of turning the world upside down through the power of the Holy Spirit. And here the Apostle Paul was accused of turning the world upside down. So then the Apostle Paul left, and notice in verse number 10 there, and I'm going through this really quickly for sake of time. Verse number 10, it says, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea." And so he went to Berea there, and in verse number 11, we see that they were more noble because they searched the scriptures. And then those same Jews, we see in verse 13, they heard that the Apostle Paul, they went to Berea. And so they came there from Thessalonica to Berea and started stirring up trouble there. And then they took Paul and took him away and brought him to Athens. And then the Apostle Paul told him in verse 15, he asked for Silas and Timotheus to meet him there. And so that's how the Apostle Paul arrives here in Athens. This was not a place that the Apostle Paul had planned to go to. In fact, I don't think, from what I understand, maybe Pastor would know better, I don't believe they ever started a church there in the city of Athens, from what I understand. It's just a city that the Apostle Paul went to, and just as he was waiting for Silas and Timotheus to meet him there. But guess what? The Apostle Paul wasn't someone to just sit around and wait for things to happen. He had decided that, you know what, I'm going to use my time wisely, and I'm going to try to do what I can to try to reach these people here in the city of Athens. We're going to look at three different things that the Apostle Paul did and how he engaged the people there in Athens with the gospel and tried to reach them there in Athens. And notice in verse number 16, Acts 17, 16, it says, "Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry." He noticed that this was a city that was completely given over to idolatry, and they say that they had idols for just about anything you can imagine. And later on in the chapter, we read that they had an idol with the inscription "to the unknown God," and they say that just in case someone didn't have an idol that they maybe identified with, I guess, that they could claim this other idol as their own God. So this was a city filled with idolatry. And today here in America, we don't think of ourselves as necessarily a nation filled with idolatry. But the truth is that, you know, idolatry is simply, an idol is simply anything that we put in place of God, right? Anything. It could be good things, right? It could be sports. It could be a job, other things that we replace God with or put in place of God. And when God is not in his proper place. So here the Apostle Paul, he saw all of this. And so notice how the Apostle Paul responded. It says, when the Apostle Paul saw that he saw a city wholly given to idolatry, it says his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Notice that we need to have the right motivation. The Apostle Paul, he saw the city wholly given to idolatry, and his spirit was stirred in him, and he was motivated that these people who were totally given away to idolatry and worshiping all these false gods, he was motivated that these people would hear the gospel and would be saved. You know, are we motivated, you know, that the lost would hear the gospel and be saved? Are we motivated that our neighbors would hear the gospel? Is that our motivation? Or are we motivated by other things? Like I said, there are other things that are good things. But the truth is that our main burden should be that those around us would hear the gospel. That was the Apostle Paul's motivation. So how did he get that motivation to give the people the gospel? Notice, first of all, he saw with his eyes, right? In Acts 17:16, it says he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. We read in Lamentations 3, it says, mine eye affects what? Your heart, right? Your eye will affect your heart. And as you see needs around you, as you see people who are lost and without Christ, that will help you to get a burden for those people and be motivated to try to do what you can to try to reach these people with the gospel. And that's how it was when we took our survey trip. And that's why I think if you're able to take a survey trip, or not necessarily a survey trip, but a missions trip, if you're able to do that and see other places. And I know what church we're at Sunday night, they're taking a missions trip to Toledo, helping someone to start a church there. And that's great. The truth is, when we see the needs of people and see people who are lost without Christ, they'll help us to do what we can to try to reach these people with the gospel. So the Apostle Paul, he saw a city given to idolatry. But then he didn't stop there. Next, the Apostle Paul, he was stirred by what he saw. Notice it says his spirit was stirred in him when he saw a city given to idolatry. And he was burdened and he was provoked by what he saw. He saw that there were people that were not living right and that were living in sin and worshiping a false god. And his spirit was burdened in him, was stirred in him when he saw that. And he did what he could to try to reach these people with the gospel. You know, are we bothered, you know, when we see people who are not living the way they should? When we see people that maybe should be in church and they're not in church, and we see people that are not saved and that are lost, does that bother us? I think many times we're more bothered by the lost than burdened for the lost. I said sometimes we're more bothered by the lost than burdened for the lost. You know, for example, you know, on a hot summer day when, you know, there have been times when I've pulled up to a stoplight and I see a car pull up next to me and the windows are down and music's blaring and it seems like the whole car is shaking, you know, with the music that's playing. And that bothers us, doesn't it? But the truth is, you know, have we thought to maybe pray for that person that they will be saved? Of course, at a stoplight, it's probably not the best time to give them a gospel tract. but you know, sometimes we're more bothered by that than burdened to try to reach these people with the gospel. Apostle Paul was stirred when he saw what was going on there in Athens. But then notice that he was moved to action. He didn't just see a city that was given idolatry, and he didn't just get stirred up. He was moved to action. Look in Acts 17, verse 17 there. It says, therefore, disputed he, right? And we'll continue on there in a moment. But he decided to do something about what he saw was going on there in the city of Athens and did what he could just how to reach the people with the gospel. And so many times we're motivated to try to get out the gospel, whether it's around the world or whether it's right here in our Jerusalem. And we want to try to reach the people with the gospel. And we have a burden for the lost, but then we don't do anything about it. The Apostle Paul, he decided to do what he could to try to reach these people who are lost and without Christ. You know, how often should we maybe give someone a gospel tract, but we pass up that opportunity? You know, how often should we maybe pray for someone who's lost without Christ, but we decide, you know what, you know, they probably won't listen to my prayer. They probably, you know, it probably won't make that much of a difference anyways. How many times should we do something about the burden we have for those around us and we just kind of let it pass by? The Apostle Paul was motivated by these people who are lost and without Christ. So we need to have the right motivation for the lost. And also we need to have the right method. We need to have the right method. And notice what the Apostle Paul did there in the city of Athens. In Acts 17, verse 17, it says, therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. And so the Apostle Paul, he had three different approaches to trying to get out the gospel. First of all, he went to the synagogue there. And of course, the religious center there in that day and age, and if it was a large city, it had, of course, had a synagogue there. So the Apostle Paul went there and tried talking with the religious people there, and that was kind of like their church of that day. And the truth is that we need to realize that, you know, we as a church, we need to continue to preach the gospel in the church house. And sometimes we think that, well, you know what, maybe everyone's saved in the church service, but you never know that maybe there's one person who's not saved. Maybe there's one person, maybe in a kid's class, who's not saved. Or maybe there's someone who's been coming to church for years. And maybe they thought they got saved, but maybe they'll hear a message and maybe the Lord will speak to them. And maybe they'll realize that, you know, they need to get saved. And so we need to realize that we need to continue preaching the gospel at church. And then also notice that he didn't just preach there in the synagogue. And as we can probably tell tonight, that there are more people outside of these walls than, of course, inside these walls. And there's people all around us who need to hear the gospel. And that's what the Apostle Paul did. Notice in Acts 17, verse 17, it says, he disputed in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons. Then it says, and in the market daily with them that met with him. And he went to the market there. And as we know, the Apostle Paul, he was a tent maker, right? And I can kind of imagine that maybe he sold some tents and while he was there, but then he went to those people, just the common everyday folk, as they were going about their daily business, and he began talking with them about Jesus and began maybe giving out scripture to those people and it began trying to witness to these people who were lost without Christ. That's a challenge for us that, you know, just as we go about our day, you know, as we're going about our errands and, you know, when we go to the store and maybe at our place of employment and, you know, other things that are going on, that we try to do what we can to try to be a witness to those around us. Doesn't mean you're just, you know, constantly, you know, quoting scripture to everyone you talk to, but of course, trying to have the right testimony and doing what you can to try to reach those who are around you. But then also notice the Apostle Paul, he talked to these people that were, you know, intellectuals there. And in verse number 18 talks about then certain philosophers there of that day and philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. And some said, what will this babbler say? Others some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. So these people who were, you know, they thought they knew a lot about that day and age. And these, you know, intellectual people, the Apostle Paul began talking with them and he began reasoning with them and from the scriptures, the Bible says. And that's a challenge for us to make sure that, you know, we memorize the Word of God and we know the Word of God and we study the Word of God so that when people ask us questions, we can answer them. The Bible says, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. And it doesn't mean that you should argue with people, but when people have questions, that you should be able to answer them from the Word of God. So we need to have the right motivation, the right method. And lastly, the most important thing is we need to have the right message. Look down in verse Acts 17 and verse 30. We'll be done. Acts 17, verse 30, it says, the Apostle Paul, of course, was talking to all these, you know, intellectual people that thought they were really smart there on Mars Hill. And he finished his message to them in Acts 17, verse 30. And it says, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. See, Apostle Paul finished his message with preaching the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. That was the main message that the Apostle Paul preached. What was the gospel? Right? He explained to these people, and he finished his message by giving them the gospel. And that's the main message that we need to make sure that we get out to those who are lost without Christ. And the truth is that, you know, if we go to the mission field and if we, you know, dig wells or start orphanages and do those things, those are great things. But the truth is, if we forget to get the gospel to those people, then we're going to neglect the most important thing. Let's remember that we keep the main thing, and continue to get out the gospel. And we have the right motivation to try to reach the lost. We have the right method, preach the gospel, of course, in the church house, and never stop that. But also, get the gospel out into those areas around here where people who are lost and without Christ, and make sure we keep the right message and preach the gospel to those who are lost without Christ, because that is the power of God and the salvation. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for this passage here in Acts 17. Help us, Lord, to have the right motivation, the right methods, and the right message, Lord, and continue to preach the right message, Lord, and realize, Lord, that that is what's going to save the lost, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.